Welcome to Security Guy Radio. It has this 2016 in beautiful and hot Orlando, Florida.
Very hot and humid, yeah.
What's your name, sir?
My name's Dave Eller.
And what's the name of your company?
I'm from AMAG Technology.
AMAG Technology is one of my favorites. I interviewed you guys last year.
Indeed.
About the operationalization. No, I can't even say the word. Say it for me.
Yeah. It's operationalization. You've got me going now. I said it right a minute ago. Operationalizing.
Operationally, it's a great word.
Yeah, it is.
Because we can build all these products, we can put them together, we can plug them in, but if it doesn't work within the operation, and you don't turn it into a verb, it's no good, right?
Yeah, and I think what it is everyone's got an access control system, a video system, alarm monitoring, et cetera, et cetera, but they're not really all joined up, and there's lots of other processes outside the pure systems, and we've done quite a lot to add on to the pure systems with sort of some add-on products which are getting a lot of good attention at the moment.
Now, why aren't they connected in this day and age of the Internet of Things? Is it manufacturer disparity? One manufacturer has one protocol, another one has another. What is it that doesn't connect
them? I think it's partly because people are focusing on one particular segment of the market.
Okay.
But also some of these are IT systems, really. You know, and you know, either you have no system for it or you get your IT guys to do it traditionally.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, because that's right. They're not just a camera anymore. It's a whole computer system.
Yeah, or like ecosystem or type thing, or whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
So, you know, so one of those is a product we call Connect, which is all about identity management.
That's a good word for
it. That's a good word.
Yeah.
Okay. So the idea is that connects into your SAP system or your HR system or whatever, and takes in your employees' identities, but it allows you to actually determine the validity of that identity, because you know one of the problems is it's very easy to give someone an access control card, but how do you know who that person is, and you know how often are you reviewing that is really still a valid person, that they weren't fired 3 months ago?
Now, some of the new challenges, I was at Black Hat a couple months ago,
right,
and some of the things that came up are how would I describe it? We do a good job of preventing people from getting fake IDs, but what about the guy that has a real ID that loans it to somebody? He's authenticated.
Sure.
He's real. He's allowed, but he shouldn't be there.
Sure.
So how do you help handle that?
That is, you know, a product like AMAG Symmetry is integrated into lots of different technologies, and so biometrics really is really where that comes in, because card plus biometric is pretty well impossible to defeat.
Right.
You know, I mean, obviously you can lend someone your PIN number if it's a card plus PIN.
Yeah.
But if you've got their face or you've got their iris or their finger or vein, whatever, then you're pretty safe.
So back in the day when all this stuff was coming online, like the late 90s, I had a budget. I could buy toys. And we tried to buy and test the best things that are out there in the market.
Sure.
And we had to have programmers write what they called a GUI, a graphic user interface.
Yeah.
And now AMAG is doing that automatically. It's not having to be customized. It's part of that's your system.
Correct.
It's
connecting
all these things together.
Yeah.
Tell us some of the products that are in that group that connect. We talked about the one called Connect.
Yeah, so we've got Connect. We've also got a new visitor management system called Guest, which is a pretty cool system in that it's purely web-based and it runs on any tablet, PC, any smartphone.
Oh, that's good.
And the concept there really is that we want to improve the visitor flow in reception.
Yeah, that's always tricky. Yeah. If you slow it down by 30 seconds, that's 5,000 employees. Yeah. That's a lot of time.
Yeah, so what we're trying to do is get the visitor in the door in 20 seconds. That's our target. Okay, and that's done through pre-enrollment of the visitor. It's done through sending an email to the visitor with a QR code or a barcode on, so they can actually self-check in. It's giving them routing instructions, what they're supposed to bring with them, and it's also sending emails to the host when the person arrives.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so when they arrive or before they arrive, they can be sent an email to say, right, your visitor's in reception. So the reception person or concierge is not there on the telephone for 5 minutes.
Right.
So I need to hunt down this guy because his visitor's arrived.
Now, I got a challenging question for you. How do you handle an employee who is a daily hire? So you call me up, and you want to come have lunch with me, I put you in the system, you come in, that's an easy one.
Sure.
But I don't know who the union hall is sending down to the shop today. He's just the next guy on the roster, but he needs to get in the studio, and I got to get him an ID.
Sure.
Always a difficult challenge, those temporary employees. How do you handle that with those systems?
Well, you can do it in different ways. I mean, either you can handle that directly within Symmetry itself, or you can treat them as a visitor. And what you can do is you can actually enroll them as a general visitor, and then at the point they arrive, you can actually set up the specific name of that agency employee.
So with the Symmetry, we could take the the roster from the union that has all these employees that could be a worker.
Yeah.
And when one pops in, he's already authenticated. We've cleared him before, that kind of thing.
And I think it's quite cool is it retains knowledge of who came before. So if this guy comes once every 3 months, he'll still be in the system, and you don't have to go through the process of taking his photo again. He's already there.
Now, you're working on any biometrics with employees and visitor cards. We traditionally have an ID card and the pictures. We have visualization of the photo. We have maybe a chip. Are we building biometrics into your stuff?
Yeah, a lot. And the way we do that is through partners. So a lot of the big biometrics companies are partnered to us. So on our booth at the ACES show, we've got FST, who've got a multi-factor biometric, but also a lot of the fingerprint vendors and vein vendors, Palm, all linked in so that you can actually associate their biometric with their identity and symmetry. And it just works seamlessly. They can get in the door.
We got to mention your booth. What is that booth number so we can go see it?
Oh, no, come on. How am I supposed to remember that? It's a great big booth in the middle.
It is a great big booth.
2900 and something.
That's right. What's on the drawing board? What do you think is the next?
Well,
I'm worried about the Internet of Things, right?
Sure.
My refrigerator now is going to get hacked and tell my secrets about my computer because it's all tied together. What are we doing to worry about
that? Well, the cyber, we had a focus group yesterday with some really good interaction with consultants and integrators and end users. And, cyber's top of the agenda, really. But, I mean, cyber is about the product, but it's also about the implementation. And really what the industry needs is more cyber guidelines for end users about, how to implement their systems securely, because it's really quite siloed at the moment, and the IT cyber guys are over on one side.
Not as much in Europe, though.
Not as much in
UK,
Europe.
UK, I'm familiar with some of the... Yeah, so they have the national safety standards in UK, say, here's some really good basic ideas and recommendations we're making. Why don't you guys follow them? And I spoke to a person that does business over there, and I said, I'm not seeing that happening here. Because we're a country that's siloed because we have all these states, right?
Okay. I'll tell you one thing that's not widely known. In the UK, there's something called the Centre for Protection of National Infrastructure, and they advise all of the government and also sort of key infrastructure, water, food production, communications, and so forth. And they've developed a standard which combines access control and cyber in one standard. Now, in fact, AMAG is the first and currently the only products which is actually certified by them. So
that's fabulous.
Yeah, and there's in the UK we've got a couple of really big, very very high secure government implementations going on at the moment. So
let's talk about the government contracts, not who they are per se, but how do they work differently from a private industry? People are going to assume that I have to have a higher standard because it's government.
Yeah,
I'm not sure higher standard is the right word. Do I want to be less secure at my private corporation? No, I want to be the same level, but they have a lot of compliance issues, right?
Yeah, I think in the governments in many countries, because we've got AMAG systems in about 80 countries, but with a lot of government and military installations, they tend to have their own specific standards, and some of them are quite onerous to get through.
Right.
So in the US, the government and various military organizations have got very detailed cyber standards that we have to jump through the hoop to achieve, those things are under the radar. Really, if you look closely enough, you can find out about the standards.
Do those standards and that compliance make it better, more secure, or just more difficult?
No, it makes it more difficult. It extends project lifetimes. It can take 5 years for a project to go ahead.
5 years. Well, then the technology's old by then.
Yeah, but to go and all the different evaluations and all that sort of stuff. But you end up with a very secure system.
Yeah.
But if I can go on to tell you a few more things we've actually got at this show, Chuck.
Yeah.
We've got we've introduced a new range of Bluetooth card readers.
Oh, good.
Okay, so I think Bluetooth is one of the themes of this show, because I know various companies have introduced Bluetooth.
It's about time it got here. It's been around so long. It's such a good tool.
Yeah, I mean, and so there are systems out there already, but we've just introduced a low-cost Bluetooth reader. So any of our AMAG customers, so we've got about 9 or 10,000 just in the US AMAG customers.
Oh, good.
Any of them can just add Bluetooth onto their system, which is going to be pretty cool. We've also introduced something which is... because unified security is one of the buzzwords.
Right, right.
Okay, so, which is really bringing together all the different technologies. So we've introduced a thing called Control Desk, which is some advanced software, which is part of our symmetry system. which brings together everything. So it brings in all of your card readers, it brings in the cameras, it brings in all of the inputs, you know, which can be fence detection.
The inputs, that's the trick, right?
The system brings all that in, and you can actually see what's going on in one screen. And
so you're not opening up, there may be five different programs working, but you're looking at it through one interface.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. So some of it is AMAG's own kit, some of it is all our 90-plus partners' kit. And when you see an alarm come in, you can actually just click on the alarm and automatically replay associated video. We look at the live camera. If it's an alarm that's related to a card holder, it will show you the card holder's photo. There's, you know, it's really powerful software, and it's the sort of thing that PSIMS can do.
Excellent.
PSIM's going to cost you $500,000.
Yeah, yeah. It's not plug and play per se, but it's kind of plug and play. In other words,
it is plug and play.
Oh, it is. Plug and play. So it's going to go out and find the connections, and you're going to approve them.
Okay. You have to set it up.
You got
to
set it up.
But
right.
It's in standard setup in our software, and it's free. So it's something which is a bit revolutionary. It's free.
Yes, making it easy and usable is revolutionary in our business. That's
true. It's something we thought, well, hold on, this should really be in our standard software. So if it's in a standard software, we can't charge for it, so it's free.
Right. Excellent.
So it's really powerful.
Dave Ella, AMAG, one of my favorites.
Good.
Over there.
Thank you.
A big giant sign.
29 AMAG, something.
Go see it. Thanks for coming on. It's good to go. Appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
Thanks a lot.
Great.